Imagine a world where your daily commute happens in a vacuum tube beneath the Earth, your car drives itself better than you ever could, and a computer chip in your brain connects you directly to the internet. Sounds like science fiction, right? Yet, for one man, this is simply a list of things to finish before the weekend. Today, we are peering behind the curtain of the most polarizing and productive mind of our generation. Why focus on him now? Because the infrastructure of our future is being built in his factories today. We are looking at the ecosystem of companies that define the modern era. First, let us consider the foundation of his empire. Tesla is not just a car company. It is a massive battery and artificial intelligence firm that happens to make vehicles. When you sit in a modern model, you are sitting in a rolling computer. The transition to sustainable energy is the primary goal, but the secondary goal is the total automation of transport. Think about the energy required to move millions of people daily. By scaling production and perfecting self-driving software, he has forced the entire automotive industry to pivot or perish. It is a masterclass in aggressive disruption. Now, let us look at the stars. SpaceX has fundamentally changed the economics of space travel. Before reusable rockets, putting anything into orbit was prohibitively expensive. By landing boosters back on Earth, he made space accessible. When he talks about Tesla to Mars, he is not just dreaming. He is building the logistics chain to make humanity multiplanetary. It is a brutal, high-stakes game of physics where failure means explosion, yet he treats it like an engineering problem to be solved with better iteration. This brings us to the third pillar of his vision. What happens when the biological brain meets digital intelligence? Neuralink is arguably his most daring venture. We are talking about a high-bandwidth interface that could restore sight to the blind or movement to the paralyzed. It is easy to get caught up in the controversy, but if you strip away the noise, you find a deep commitment to human augmentation. He believes that to remain relevant in an age of superintelligence, we must upgrade our own cognitive capabilities. It is a profound, slightly terrifying, and undeniably necessary ambition. Then there is the infrastructure beneath our feet. The Boring Company was born from a moment of frustration in traffic. The idea is simple. If you cannot expand roads outward, you go down. By reducing the cost of tunneling, he envisions a network of arteries under our cities that bypass congestion entirely. It is a long game, much like his work on X.com. The platform formerly known as Twitter has become his digital town square. He wants it to be an everything app, integrating payments, news, and social interaction into one seamless flow. It is a chaotic experiment in free speech and platform engineering. Finally, there is the Optimus robot. Imagine a humanoid worker that can perform the dangerous, repetitive, or boring tasks that human beings find tedious. If he succeeds, this technology will redefine global labor markets. It is the ultimate goal of his manufacturing philosophy. Every factory he owns is becoming a prototype for a future where robots build robots. So, what is the takeaway from all of this? It is not just about the gadgets or the stock price. It is about the philosophy of first principles thinking. He breaks every problem down to its fundamental truths and builds up from there, ignoring the way things have always been done. You might be wondering if one person can really change the world this much. The answer is not just that he can, but that he already has. He challenges us to look at the status quo and ask why we settle for it. Whether you are a fan or a critic, you cannot ignore the trajectory he has set for the human race. He forces us to confront the fact that the future is not something that happens to us. It is something we build with enough focus, capital, and sheer force of will. The next time you see a vehicle on the road or look up at the night sky, remember that the map of our future is being drawn right now. It is messy, it is fast, and it is entirely focused on the horizon. The question is, are you ready to follow where the path leads? As we move through this century, the integration of these technologies will likely become as common as the smartphone in your pocket. We are witnessing the construction of a new reality. Stay curious, keep questioning the status quo, and remember that the most ambitious ideas often start with a simple question about how to make things just a little bit better. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the mind of an innovator who refuses to look back.